The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Bava Metzia has been graciously dedicated by Michael and Mindy Ashley, in loving memory of Pearl Sarah Bas Nosson Ashley. May the Torah studied be a merit for her neshama.
Bava Metzia Daf Nun. In the Mishnah Daf Nun Testament Beis, we learn that the schus to be tevei oino, if a moicher overcharges a lekech on an item, the lekech doesn't have an open-ended schus to be able to come back and retrieve the money that was taken from him unfairly. He doesn't have a right to be mevatel the mekach until he wants. The shir, the Mishnah says, is at sheyar letager, until he could comparatively price the item that was bought, and he could see that it was overpriced. If the zman in which he could price it by another merchant, by another person who sells comparative merchandise past, and he has not come back to be tevei his eino, then there's a chash that he was moichel, and then the halacha is that he cannot be tevei his eino. L'chaim, this halacha is rather difficult to understand. We don't find by any other tvius in Dine Momenes, in Gan Shas, that when there's a sofik, whether the victim was moichel, that the victim loses his right to retrieve that which is his. If Reuven was mazet Shimon to the sum of $100, and there's a chash that maybe Shimon was moichel, the burden of proof lies on Reuven to prove that there was a mechilu. Since there's an outstanding debt, the halacha is that Reuven has to prove that Shimon was moichel, by Choy, by Hezek, by Geneva, by any such thing. Why by Eino should it be different? The answer lies in a understanding, a basic understanding of Eino, which we'll discuss, which we have discussed, and Yitzhak Hashem will discuss further over the next few daf, that Eino, the Mechira, is a Mechira. The Chazal gave the right to the wrong party to be Mevatel the Mechira. It's not the pshat that the Mechira doesn't exist, and the Moicher, the Ma'ana, is holding on to the money of the Nis'ana Shalai Kedin. The Ma'ana is holding on to his money. The Nisana bought an item and the item belongs to him. If he wants, he can come back as a schuz to be mevatel the mekach, to get back the extra money that was paid. However, if he doesn't, then the mechir is kind. There Chazal limited, the Chazal gave a statute of limitations on his ability to retrieve that which he has a right to retrieve. And the pshat is that the schuz is only a schuz that Chazal gave the wrong party to write that which was wrong, not to be taken advantage of. But it's not the pshat that the money actually belongs to him. Therefore, this man is only insofar as there's no reasonable amount of doubt, which is when he could comparatively price it. If he was able to price it and he didn't, obviously he doesn't really care whether the money that he paid for it was a fair deal or not. And if it could be proven that he priced it before, then even if that amount of time did not pass, then the halach is that you don't need a mechila mufurish. Then he just loses his right to be teveya v'oino. Now we might add that the whole being teveya v'oino and the whole she'at she'ar letagda is really a musik that existed in the times of Chazal, where there were no standard prices. First of all, there were no standard items. Things didn't come from a factory. A merchant made something and he priced it kefi ritzoni hatoyv. And you bought the item, and then you would want to show it to somebody else. You bought it in the bazaar, and you would want to show it to somebody else to see if it was fairly priced. Bizman hazeh would be very hard to prove, I know. The shir shi'ar letagah is really not so relevant, because things in stores are priced basically to feed the metzias of the store. And there's a tshuva from Avraham Rosh Hashanah Shlita of Yerushalayim where he says that it's really kemat impossible to be able to be teveya oino in a practical way, bizman hazeh, because there's so many differentials that go into the price of an item. One store might be 50% more priced than the other store because they have better parking, better location, it's in a mall as opposed to in some side alley. V'chulu, the service, the atmosphere, some service that's provided in the store besides for the price of the item itself, like we said, the parking, the location of the store. Bizman hazeh, it's going to be very hard to prove or no. For instance, if somebody buys a soda in the lobby of a hotel, or in the waiting room in an emergency room in a hospital, a can of soda will cost twice as much than if you would buy it in a grocery store. Obviously, you're not paying just for the soda. You're paying for the fact that you have the soda available even when you're sitting 3 o'clock in the morning in a hospital or in a hotel lobby, and so on and so forth. One case where I think I know actually comes up, and it's easier to pin down, to prove, more than the average case of buying something in a store which is overpriced, which is usually relative to the store and the service or whatever, is the case of an American tourist who's here, who's in Eretz Yisrael, and he buys an item in a store, and sometimes you'll have an unscrupulous merchant who'll sell him something knowing that he knows prices on an American standard, you know, knows prices in dollars. He can get mixed up between dollars and shkolim, between prices in America and prices in Eretz Yisrael, so on and so forth. In such a case, Oino will be a more open and shut case, and he'll be able to retrieve his money. I'd like to discuss one case with a few variations, which will be interesting to bring out different halachas in Oino, and it could be Negev. An American tourist is on a 2-week tour in Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, he goes here, he goes there, he's in Yerushalayim, he's in Bnei Brak, he's in Tel Aviv, he's up north, he's down south. And Kedarkoi, Bakoidish of an American tourist, he goes into a store here and a store there, and he buys something to take back to America. Souvenir items, svarim that he thinks are, might be cheaper, and other things that you would buy in Eretz Yisrael. Very often, as we said, he'll be overpriced because he really doesn't have an inkling of what the local prices are. You can get mixed up between dollars and shkolim. There are a few halachas over here that are specifically neger, but I believe also the shir v'atshia l'tagir is much easier to be with, that the oino should be within the realm of the yair l'tagir than the average case. Normally, a person buys something, takes it home. He could have gone on the next block and shown it to another store that sells the same item. If he didn't, if he goes home and he comes back 2 days later after having discussed it with a few neighbors, that's already past the Shir Atshiyah L'Tagah. However, an American tourist, one could safely assume, does not really know his way around the stores, especially if he has a hard time speaking the language, especially if he's a tourist who doesn't know his way around and he's on a tour, then he really doesn't know another store to comparatively price an item. And the halacha is, brought in Reish Chof Zayin, Sift Hezvov, Hilchus Oino, Lefikach Im Loya Yomakir Bo'isa Vedina Vahoylech HaMekach V'mokam Achem, so then the halacha is that he does not have the shir v'atshiyah l'tagah, since he's in a place where he cannot price the item. The halacha is that over there there's no statute of limitations on his ability to be tevei is Oino v'atshiyah l'tagah. Lucha Oiro, it would be safe to assume, or at least there's a reasonable assumption to be made, that the same way, if he's in a place where he can't price the item, the halacha is that there's no limitation of atshiyah l'tagah. If he's in a place where he specifically, because he doesn't belong here, he doesn't know where to price it, he doesn't know the language, he doesn't know who he can trust, and that's why he can't price it, also he wouldn't have a shir atshiyah l'tagah. And therefore the halacha would be that he'd be able to be tevei zayno. Let's say our friend, the American tourist, buys in the old city of Yerushalayim, he buys some artwork and it's overpriced by 70-80%. He doesn't know the difference because in America, the same painting of the Kaisel would be that much more money. He buys it, he takes it home, he shows it to somebody in America who says to him right away, you paid, you were gypped off. The price you paid was tremendously overpriced. L'chayr, the halacha should be that he could send it back and get back his money. There wouldn't be a shir v'atshiyah l'tagah. Now, there are a few other halachas that are negeh over here. The Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Chof Zayin, as we discussed, Sid Zayin, the Loshen is, Ad Mosai, Yochor, Lachsov, Litvoya, Oinosai, B'shtus, Ulevach, Lameka. Till when can he come back and be Tveveya, his Oino, the extra money that he paid? The Shach says that the Loshen of the Shulchan Aruch, which is really the Loshen of the Mishnah, would be Mashma, that he's coming to retrieve the money that he unfairly paid to the merchant who overcharged him. What happens if he hadn't paid yet? He brings from the Hagoyis Ashri. The Shach is in, like we said, Siv Zayin, Siv Kotv Dalit. The Shach says, Mashma Davka Shekvar Nosan Amoyis. The Hagoyis Ashri says, let's say somebody went into a store and he bought something on credit. It's usually not the case with our American tourists, but we'll use this as a springboard for discussion. Somebody buys something on credit and he takes it home. The Hagoyis Ashri says, to the point that he has a migu, that he would be able to say, Lahadam, he never bought the item. There's no edim that he bought the item. So he'd be able to use a migu to say, look, I could have said that I never bought the item, so I'm neman to say that I never had a havim, you know, to be moichel, but I know. Therefore, the halacha is that he could be teveis, I know, or you know, even after the shir vachar v'taga, because even if there's a doubt that maybe he was moichel on the know, that he waived his kus to be teveis on the know, and he was masking to this prize, but since he has a migu, he's neman to say that he bechlal was not moichel. Ad kan divrei hagoy so ashri. However, the Pizchei Tshuva brings down from the Shamishpot, from Kiveger, from the Mishnah Lamelech, seems to accept it la'alocha, at least as a serious tzad, that if the Lekeach did not pay the Moicher, there's a much more serious reason than a Migu, just why he would not have a limitation of Atshiyah L'Taga. The G'dolei Achronim say that the Shir Atshiyah L'Taga is because when somebody pays money, and he walks out with an item, he's anxious to know if his money was well spent. He's going to go right away and price, comparatively priced the item. If he didn't, then all of our hefsid, and that means that maybe he was moichel, he didn't care, and therefore he cannot be teveir. However, if he didn't pay money, he's not so nervous to price the item, he hasn't paid yet. So in his mind, subconsciously, he doesn't feel the need to price the item yet, therefore there's no umdino or sofik or reasonable doubt that he was moichel or he waived his chus to be teveir or not. The halacha would be in that case, Rabbi Seinu, the Achronim says, quoted in the Pizkei Tshuva, that he would have a right to go back and demand that the sale should be nullified, he keeps his money, he's able to give back the item, and that's the way they pass it. Now, there's tremendous nafkaminis between the two shittas, if he hadn't paid his money yet. What happens, for instance, if a customer paid on the card, and this is negeya to our American tourist that we're discussing. He went into a store, and he bought some artwork that was very overpriced, or at least it was overpriced when he went into the store, because he didn't know better, and the storekeeper knew it. So he overpaid by a lot, and he paid on a credit card. The credit card is only going to come out at the end of the month. You know, people have a subconscious mindset that charge it now and worry about it later. It would seem that that mindset would fit with this idea that the Achronim are saying that Bechiyah Gavna, that he hasn't paid yet, that he could always be Mevatel the bill, in that case, he would be able to be Tevei his or no, even after Shiyah Shiyah L'Taga. Imagine, let's say, he comes in on January the 15th and he buys it, and he goes back to America, he buys the item, unquestioned, he goes back to America a week later, and he shows it to somebody who tells him that he terribly overpaid on the item. The halacha would be that he'd be able to be tevei, even though it's after the shir v'atshiyah l'taga, even without the svara that we said that maybe he's not in his place, and maybe there is no atshiyah l'taga, maybe in a case where somebody's local, and he paid with a credit card, since he hasn't paid money, and since he's able to be mevatel, the credit card, in certain circumstances at least, he'd be able to be mevatel, the credit card, from taking the money away from him, and going back to the store and being mevatel the mechira, that case, there wouldn't be a shir atshiyah l'taga. What about a different case? What happens if he paid with a check? Now, there's a tremendous dispute which we've discussed, and it's been discussed in other shiurim. How do we look at a check lahalocha? Is a check considered that I paid now money, and the check has a cash value, and the check is considered to be money, like a dollar bill, which even though it's only a piece of paper is considered money? Or we say that no, a check is only a right for the person who, the bearer of the check, to get money, to be tevei money from the bank where I have my money. The bank owes me money. I give the person who I hand over the check to a right to retrieve money from my bank account. That's the whole gender of a check, not more. There would be a mockum to say that there's a chiluk between a European and an Israeli check and an American check. Pesukim discuss that the standard check in Eretz Yisrael, well, I believe in most countries in Europe, the law is that in order to be mevatel a check, in order to cancel a check, you need to prove a reasonable reason why the check was not given over in good faith. However, in America, the banking laws protect the consumer. And the law is that you could call up for a small service fee. In most cases, you could be mevatel a check without having to prove why you're mevatel. You mevatel the check, and then the person who received the check will be tevei you for his outstanding debt. In that case, it's quite possible that if somebody pays with an American check, again, he has this mindset where he hasn't paid money yet, and since he always has the ability to be mevatel his check, especially if the check was not chargeable yet, if the check was a post-dated check, it's certainly that way. He has time before the person goes to the bank, and befrat, the check which is paid in America, he writes out an American check to an Israeli merchant, and most Israeli merchants won't take checks, but let's say a case where the person was masking to take a check, or he took a little bit extra because of his tircha in cashing the check by a money changer. In any case, the sale was completed, was finalized with a check. In that case, since he knows he could always go back to America, call his bank and be mevatel and cancel the check, also there would not be a shirat shiyah of the tagbe. This would be another nafkamina of the halacha of the gedolei achrayim, that wherever you didn't pay money or wherever, there's a reason that you don't have an anxiety to make sure that you paid properly because you haven't paid yet, the halacha would be that there would not be a shirat shiyah of the tagbe. So again, because of the halacha shiyah of the tagbe, it's relatively hard to pin down a no bizman hazeh, because usually a person will not go back to the storekeeper until after the Yar L'Tagah's man has passed. Again, if a person is out of his element and he doesn't know where to price it, we said that maybe, quite possible, that there would be a svarah that over there is no Shiat Yar L'Tagah, from the same case where a person is in a place where there is no Tagah to show it to, or he's not the Makir B'Tagah Vois Medina, which is our case. And again, there are cases where there's no Shiva Chiyar L'Tagah, even though there are Tandrim available, because since he hadn't paid the money yet, either with a Migu, which is a more limited benefit to most cases, or as we said, in many cases where money is retrievable without a Tviya Zainoa, there we don't say that the person was anxious enough that he was Mavar the price right away, and he has the ability to be Tevei his Zainoa. In our case, let's say he went back to America and found out, the tourist went back to America with what he bought, and found out that the item was severely overpriced, so he'd be able to call up the store at Israel, and he would say that you overpriced me, and he would be able to send it back a week later or 2 weeks later with somebody who was going back, and l'chor l'alochi, he would have a right to be today back his money.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.